So, over the last years, we talked about how digitalization is changing our world, as you heard from Nick. We talked about entrepreneurship, about investment ecosystems, about mobile, fintech, data and marketing, smart machines, possible making us more human again. All these fascinating developments need a political structure, a framework to operate in, to secure sustainable business, but also so that we can all take part in a digital age that is only just beginning. I'm therefore very proud to welcome on stage Günther Oettinger. Günther Oettinger, the European Commissioner for the Digital Economy and Society. He is a prominent political figure and has moved a lot in Europe in his previous role as European Commissioner for Energy. And he is a friend. Thank you for coming, Günther. I'm also welcoming on stage Ulrich Reitz, our fabulous editor-in-chief of Focus. The floor is yours.
Dear Steffi Czerny, dear CEO, Dr. Cullen, dear Mr. Reitz, ladies and gentlemen, what is our Commission's today's offer to you? It's our idea and vision of a completed digital single market for Europe. Our EU, that means 28 member states, 510 million people, consumers, users, investors, producers, tourists, and it's the biggest market global wide. For the moment, we have a completed single market for food, for cars, for BMW, for Audi and Mercedes, for textiles, for orange juice, for vodka, and for Bordeaux, but not for digital services. We have 28 fragmented markets. We have 28 fragmented regulations, 28 data protection rules, 28 regulators. And so, in reality, the European market is not very attractive for startups, for investors. It's not a level playing field. And it's our Commission's ambition to come to a digital single market as the US have. The US is our best partner and its benchmark, our competitor. For the moment, the US market is much more attractive as European markets are. The United States have had a single market develop and grow over the past decades, without any real legacy from within the 50 states, whereas the European Union, and it's now 28 member states, all have a legacy in the form of national markets, monopolies and rules, practices, procedures. And so, again, we are just at the beginning. We are at the start to complete step by step one European digital single market. We have to Europeanize our digital policies. Means less national policy, means more common policy. Means that a minister, as Mr. Gabriel, or Mr. Dobrindt, or Mr. de Maizière, their main obligation and responsibility should be and will be in the council in Brussels and Luxembourg, and no more in their own ministry. We need a European teamwork, a European political and legal teamwork. What are our next steps? In May, we will present our digital single market strategy, a communication with all next legal and financial steps. My expectation is that before end of the year, we will have a decision to our data protection regulation. One data protection regulation for the whole European Union. Because if you have 28 different data protection rules, there's no authority, there's no clarity, and it's not really convincing for investors, for users, for the whole market in our European Union. Second point, data security. Our Network Information Security Directive is in the Council and will be decided before mid of this year. It's our ambition to have one high-level standard for data security, one transparent understanding between all players, one information system. For to develop this level, we need this directive, and my expectation is that we will come to a decision before mid of this year. The next point is, maybe the most important point, is copyright. Our European copyright rules are coming from 2001. It was before the digital revolution started in reality. And now we need a fair and balanced new European copyright regulation. We are organizing in these days several stakeholder meetings with all involved stakeholders, publishers, copyright owners, dealers, telecoms, platforms, users, the net community, and so on. On the one hand, it's clear the net community, we as users like to get it all, to get all informations, to have an open door to all intellectual products. On the other hand, if there is no market and there is no legacy and if there is no balanced relation between all stakeholders, there will be no new generation of intellectual producers. If we don't develop some rules for intellectual producers, music, film, theater, literature, daily newspapers, and so on, there will be no real ambition to go into this market when there is no value, no chance to start a career. And to come to this balanced relation is our ambition, and my proposal will come out maybe September this year. And my offer to you is, I will have a huge interest to get your feedback, to come to this balanced and smart European-wide copyright, and be sure, if we come to a European-wide copyright, it will have some authority in California as well. Our package, it has two parts. One part is our competition competence. As a Commission, we are responsible for our internal markets and for competition rules. And to have one copyright, to have one data protection regulation on the one hand, and to be in lead for competition rules as a European police, are two parts of one package for everybody inside and outside our EU. Again, we have 28 fragmented silos. There are still too many restrictions inside our European Union, blocking barriers, no open field for investors. There are still too many market barriers in our EU, and they hinder European business and citizens to benefit fully from the largest single market in our world. And last point, it's infrastructure. In our EU, we have no really convincing continental infrastructural strategy. We have a chaotic competence. Sometimes mayors are active, Sometimes regional governments are active. And it's my ambition to come to a clear order of competence. What should be leveraged and co-financed by our European Union cross-border? What should be co-financed by national governments, by regional governments, by local authorities? What has to be leveraged and co-financed by public money? And what is up to the industry, to our telecoms, to financial investors, and so on? And it's our ambition to come forward with more and faster broadband investments in next 5 years. In our EU, we have quite good transport infrastructure, highways, railways, and so on. But we are lagging behind looking to our digital infrastructure, namely in rural areas. And so our 15 billion euro investment plan for next 5 years is our offer to private investors for to minimize risks, for to offer project bonds, for to co-finance and leverage private investments in broadband deployment all over our European continent. 28 member states plus Norway plus Switzerland plus the West Balkan countries. The whole continent must deliver an infrastructure before 2020, which is on the same level as South Korea, as the US and others have. So, to Europeanize our digital policies, with all 28 governments is our approach. It's just the beginning. But I'm quite optimistic because I think there is a momentum. There is a window of opportunity, and we should use this together with all stakeholders coming from the industry, coming from the media sector, with all of you being here today. Thank you.